All right, Patriots, fire up those freedom grills and grab a can of domestically brewed, Bald Eagle-approved beverage. Because it's time for the Daily DOGE Report.
Oh, yeah.
Season 2 is in full swing.
Woo!
And your favorite dynamic duo, Caleb and Grace, are back.
That's us.
And ready to dive headfirst into the swamp.
That's right. We're on episode 9 already.
9.
Time flies when you're exposing government weights like a swarm of angry hornets on a picnic basket full of taxpayer dollars.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hornets, anyone else think it's funny how those Democrats are suddenly so concerned about government overreach now that Elon's in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency?
Mm-hmm.
You know, DOGE, the agency making the swamp creatures sweat like they're testifying before a congressional committee.
It's almost like they preferred things when the government was hemorrhaging money like a leaky faucet in a haunted house. Yeah. Now that someone's actually trying to fix the plumbing, they're all up in arms.
Well, that's because DOGE is making serious headway. We're talking billions with a B in daily savings.
Billions.
Remember when we started this thing and everyone thought it was a joke?
Who's laughing now? I mean, aside from us, of course, though some folks are raising eyebrows at DOGE's budget increase, which has apparently doubled to $14.4 million.
Well, so you got to spend a little money to make a lot of money. It's like buying a high-quality shovel if you're digging for buried treasure. And trust me, DOGE is unearthing a treasure trove of savings for the American people.
That's a good point. It's all about investment. But speaking of investments, we also need to talk about transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Some critics are questioning the lack of detailed information about how those billions in savings are being calculated.
Transparency is key, no doubt. But, you know, sometimes I think these critics are like that one relative who shows up to Thanksgiving dinner and just wants to pick apart the turkey instead of enjoying the feast.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Let's not get bogged down in negativity when there's so much to celebrate. Like DOGE canceling over 200,000 unused federal credit cards. That's got a sting for those bureaucrats who love racking up those frequent flyer miles on the taxpayer's dime.
Talk about a plastic surgery fail for the swamp. I bet those credit card companies are crying into their platinum-plated tissues right now.
Good riddance to bad plastic, I say. And while we're on the topic of DOGE dishing out some tough love, did you see what Elon said about Democrats using entitlements to attract illegal immigrants for votes?
Oh, yeah, that was a truth bomb right there.
Yeah.
You got to admire his honesty, even if it ruffles a few feathers.
Mm.
And let's be honest, folks, it's a pretty brilliant strategy if your goal is to stay in power no matter what.
Well, it definitely raises some serious questions about how those programs are being administered and whether they're being used for their intended purpose. I'm curious to see how DOGE plans to address this issue.
Me too. Because if you're handing out candy to everyone who walks by, pretty soon you're going to have a whole neighborhood full of sugar-crazed kids banging on your door.
Very colorful analogy there. But speaking of colorful characters, how about that Lee Zeldin over at the EPA? He just canceled a whopping $1.7 billion in what he called non-essential grants.
Wow.
Apparently, a lot of those funds were earmarked for things like DEI programs and environmental justice initiatives.
Environmental justice. Sounds like something you'd find on the menu at a vegan cafe in San Francisco.
While some might argue those programs are important, I think a lot of people are wondering what exactly they entail and what kind of tangible results they produce.
Exactly. If we're going to spend taxpayer dollars, we need to make sure it's not just going into some black hole of bureaucracy with a fancy name. But hey, at least DOGE is putting their foot down and demanding justification for every dollar spent.
Absolutely. They just implemented a new rule requiring justification for all grant payments by the Department of Health and Human Services, which manages a staggering $215 billion every year.
Good.
That's a lot of potential for, well, let's just say creative spending.
Oh, yeah. I bet those bureaucrats are scrambling to cook up some convincing explanations right now. It's like they're on an episode of Iron Chef. But instead of cooking up delicious meals, they're trying to concoct justifications for funding interpretive dance classes for endangered earthworms.
Okay, maybe not that extreme, but you get the idea. And you know who else is loving DOGE's no-nonsense approach?
Yeah.
None other than golf legend Phil Mickelson.
Lefty himself.
Lefty.
Apparently, he had some choice words for Elon praising his efforts to bring fiscal responsibility back to America. And coming from a guy who knows a thing or two about sinking putts and staying out of the rough, that's high praise indeed.
It definitely adds some weight to the argument that DOGE is on the right track. But all this talk about saving money raises an interesting question. Where is all this newfound cash going?
And
that's right, folks. We're talking about DOGE dividends.
Oh, that's the good stuff. Remember that idea that was floating around about those $5,000 stimulus checks for taxpayers? That was Congressman James Fishback's brainchild.
Right.
And even Elon tweeted his support.
It certainly sparked a lot of conversation. Although I've got to admit, I'm a little wary of the potential for inflation. And you know, Congress, they're probably already plotting how to funnel those funds into their pet projects.
Yeah, you know, those guys are like raccoons at a campsite. They'll try to get their paws on anything they can.
It's a good thing DOGE is watching them like a hawk. But speaking of watching, let's talk about the elephant in the room, veterans.
Yes, the brave men and women who put their lives on the line for our freedom. There's been a lot of chatter, some of it pretty heated, about the potential impact of DOGE's cuts on those who served our country.
Especially after Jesse Waters' viral segment about a veteran who lost his job at the Pentagon because of DOGE's streamlining efforts, it definitely struck a nerve with a lot of folks.
It's a tough situation, no doubt. On one hand, we want to honor and support our veterans. On the other hand, we need to eliminate waste and redundancy in the government, regardless of who's holding the position.
There's also been controversy swirling around the VA's plans to cut 80,000 jobs.
Yikes, that's a big number.
Yeah.
Definitely raises the question, should veterans be exempt from DOGE's efficiency drive?
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. And speaking of complex issues, remember that whole USADF saga?
Oh, yeah. Those guys were like that stubborn stain that just won't come out no matter how much you scrub.
They put up quite a fight against their closure, even accusing DOGE of attempting an illegal takeover.
Talk about a desperate attempt to cling to power. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but maybe you also can't teach an old bureaucracy how to be efficient.
Well, DOTE did eventually prevail, shutting down the USADF with the same ruthless efficiency they used to dismantle the Inter-American Foundation.
It's like watching a demolition crew take down a dilapidated building. Sure, it might be a little messy first, but in the end, you're left with a clean slate ready for something new and better.
While some legal experts argue that DOGE overstepped its authority, it certainly sends a message. They're not afraid to take on the entrenched bureaucracy, even if it means a fight.
You know what else sends a message? A cyber attack.
Oh, yeah, that was a doozy. Apparently, the attack on X originated in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's making me wonder, did Zelensky have anything to do with this?
Let's not jump to conclusions. We need to let the investigation play out before pointing fingers. Regardless of who's behind it, though, it highlights the vulnerability of online platforms and the need for robust cybersecurity measures.
Especially when it comes to protecting free speech.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can take down X, what's next? Are they going to come after the daily DOGE report?
Well, I wouldn't put it past them. But hey, if anyone can withstand a cyber attack, it's Elon Musk. He's like the digital equivalent of a fortress guarded by robot dragons.
And that wraps up part one of our epic journey into the heart of DOGE. We'll be back soon with more insights, analysis, and of course, plenty of laughs at the expense of those swamp-dwelling Democrats.
So grab another Freedom Beverage, Patriots, and stay tuned. This roller coaster ride of government efficiency is just getting started. Welcome back, Patriots, to the daily DOGE report. Before we went to grab another round of freedom juice, we were dissecting that cyber attack on X and speculating about a certain Ukrainian comedian turned world leader's possible involvement.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking, if Zelensky really was behind that attack, maybe it's because he's jealous of Elon's success.
Oh.
I mean, Elon's out there launching rockets, building electric cars, and now he's taking on the entire government bureaucracy. Meanwhile, Zelensky's stuck in a war zone relying on Elon's Starlink for internet access. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Well, it's important to remember that we're just spitballing here. We don't have any concrete evidence linking Zelensky to the attack.
True, true.
Yeah.
But it's fun to speculate.
Yeah.
And speaking of fun, has you seen the latest news about DOGE's investigation into those Small Business Administration loans?
No.
Apparently, they found nearly 5,600 loans, totaling over $312 million, that were given out to borrowers who were 11 years old or younger.
Wait, you're serious? 11 years old?
Yeah.
Were these kids running Fortune 500 companies from their treehouses?
That's what I'm wondering. This is exactly the kind of ludicrous waste and fraud that DOGE is fighting against. It's like a scene out of a movie where a bunch of kids accidentally become millionaires by trading baseball cards.
But this isn't Hollywood. This is real taxpayer money we're talking about. It definitely raises some serious concerns about the SBA's lending practices and oversight. How on earth could they have approved loans to children?
It boggles the mind, doesn't it? I mean, were they checking IDs? Do these kids even have social security numbers yet? DOGE is on the case, though, and I'm confident they'll get to the bottom of this ridiculousness.
I hope so, because something smells fishier than a week-old tuna sandwich left in a hot car.
And speaking of fishy business, remember all that talk about DOGE's transparency issues?
Ah, yes. The favorite talking point of the swamp creatures and their media allies. You know, it's funny how they're suddenly so obsessed with transparency when it comes to DOGE, but they were perfectly happy to look the other way when the government was wasting trillions of dollars on who knows what. Well, transparency is important regardless of which party is in power. Remember that court ruling that forced DOGE to comply with those Freedom of Information Act requests?
Yeah, it seems like some people are just itching to find something, anything to discredit DOGE.
Right.
They're like those conspiracy theorists who think the moon landing was faked, or that Elvis is still alive and working at a burger joint in Nevada.
While healthy skepticism is good, I think it's important to acknowledge that the public has a right to know how their government is operating, especially when it comes to an agency with as much power and influence as DOGE.
Fair enough. But let's not forget that DOGE is still in its early stages. It takes time to build trust and establish procedures for handling information requests.
That's a valid point. But in the meantime, that lack of transparency can fuel mistrust and suspicion.
You know what else fuels mistrust and suspicion? Destroying documents.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, did you see that report about USIA allegedly instructing employees to destroy documents?
Oh, you know I did.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone is trying to cover their tracks before DOGE came knocking.
Destroying documents is a pretty serious accusation. Do we know what kinds of documents they were allegedly told to get rid of?
According to the report, they were told to shred and burn documents.
Okay.
Now, I'm no legal expert, but that sounds pretty suspicious to me. It's like they knew they had something to hide.
It does raise some red flags, but we need to wait for the full investigation to unfold before jumping to conclusions.
Well, I'm not saying I'm jumping to conclusions, but let's just say I wouldn't be surprised if they found some incriminating evidence hidden among those shredded documents.
Okay, Caleb, I appreciate your skepticism, but let's try to keep an open mind. There could be a perfectly innocent explanation for this.
Maybe not. But hey, at least DOGE is shining a light on these shadowy corners of the government. They're like those paranormal investigators who go into haunted houses with their EMF readers and infrared cameras trying to expose the truth.
Okay, that's a bit of a stretch, but I get your point. Transparency is key to holding government agencies accountable.
Speaking of accountability, did you catch Elon's takedown of those Tesla protesters?
Yeah. Oh, you mean that whole George Soros and Reid Hoffman conspiracy theory?
Now, hold on, Grace. I wouldn't call it a conspiracy theory. I think it's pretty clear that those two are at least partially behind those protests. They're like the puppet masters pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
Caleb, with all due respect, there's no evidence to support that claim. Soros and Hoffman have both denied any involvement in the protests.
Well, of course they deny it. They're not exactly known for their honesty and transparency, are they?
Come on, Caleb, let's not resort to ad hominem attacks.
Okay, fine. But you gotta admit, the timing of these protests is pretty suspicious. They started popping up right after Elon started making waves with DOGE.
Look, I'm not ruling out a connection. It's certainly possible that some of these protesters are motivated by opposition to DOGE's policies.
Exactly. And who do you think is the driving force behind DOGE? That's right. Elon Musk. So it stands to reason that anyone who opposes DOGE is also going to oppose Elon and his companies. It's simple logic.
I see your point, but I still think it's important to distinguish between legitimate concerns about DOGE's policies and personal attacks on Elon Musk.
That's a fair point, Grace. But hey, you know what they say, all publicity is good publicity, and all this drama is just making Elon look even cooler and more badass.
That's one way to look at it. But on a serious note, I think it's important to remember that these protests are a sign that people are passionate about the role of government and how it impacts their lives.
You're right. And the Daily DOGE report is here to provide a platform for those voices, even if we don't always agree with them. Because at the end of the day, we're all Americans, and we all want what's best for our country.
Well said, Caleb. And that's a wrap for part two of our DOGE deep dive. Stay tuned for part three, where we'll tackle some listener questions, share our final thoughts, and as always, have some laughs along the way.
Don't touch that dial, Patriots. The best is yet to come. All right, Patriots, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report. We're in the home stretch now. Time for part three of our deep dive. We've uncovered some swampy secrets, laughed at the expense of those bureaucratic buffoons, and now it's time to tackle some listener questions and wrap things up.
You know the drill, folks. If you're not already a subscriber to the DOGE Update Plus, what are you waiting for? You'll get bonus content, archived episodes, exclusive artwork, and the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing you're supporting a veteran-owned business.
That's right, Grace. We got to support those who've served our country, especially when those swamp creatures in Washington are trying to forget them. Speaking of swamp creatures, let's see what our listeners have on their minds about DOGE and the ongoing battle against government waste.
Okay, our first question comes from at MAGAFreedomFighter45. They ask, with all these savings from DOGE, why isn't the national debt going down faster?
Great question, at MAGAFreedomFighter45. It's like trying to empty a swimming pool with a teaspoon while someone's still running the hose.
Right.
The national debt is a massive problem, and even with DOGE slashing billions in waste, it takes time to make a real dent.
That's a good analogy. Plus, you have to consider all the other factors at play, the economy, interest rates, and, of course, Congress's spending habits. Those folks are always looking for new and creative ways to spend taxpayer money, even if it means racking up more debt.
It's like they think there's a magical money tree growing somewhere in the Capitol building. But hey, at least DOGE is bringing some much-needed discipline to the budget process. And you know what would really help put a dent in that debt?
Let me guess, DOGE dividends.
Bingo. Imagine those $5,000 checks landing in the mailboxes of hardworking Americans across the country. That's a shot of economic adrenaline right there.
While it's certainly a tempting idea, we have to consider the potential downsides. Could those dividends trigger inflation? Would Congress even approve them, or would they try to divert those funds to their pet projects?
Well, that's where we, the American people, need to make our voices heard. We need to tell Congress that we want those DOGE dividends, and we want them now.
All right, next question comes from at DrainTheSwamp2025. They want to know, what's being done to stop illegal immigration? They also added that they agree with Elon that Democrats are using entitlements to lure people in.
It's like they've rolled out a red carpet at the border and put up a giant neon sign that says, free stuff. It's no wonder we have a problem with illegal immigration.
Caleb, while border security is a complex issue, let's not oversimplify things. Immigration is a multifaceted topic with economic, social, and political dimensions.
Fair enough, Grace. But you can't deny that those sanctuary city policies and open border rhetoric are sending the wrong message. It's like telling a burglar that it's okay to break into your house as long as they don't make too much noise.
Okay, that's a bit extreme. But the point is, it's a complicated situation and there are no easy solutions.
Well, thankfully, DOGE is tackling this problem head on. Remember what Elon said about turning off the gigantic money magnet. They're looking for ways to make it less attractive for people to enter the country illegally. And that includes cracking down on those who abuse the system.
Absolutely. They're also working to streamline the legal immigration process, making it easier for people to come to America the right way.
Because, let's be honest, we want people to come here, contribute to society, and embrace the American dream. But they got to do it legally.
Well said. Okay, this next question is a bit lighter. At Dojami Master 42 wants to know what we think about all the DOGE memes flooding the internet.
Oh, those memes are gold. It's amazing how creative people can be. It just shows that DOGE is more than just an agency. It's a cultural phenomenon.
I have to admit, I've chuckled at a few of them myself. It's refreshing to see humor being injected into the often dry and serious world of government.
You know, I think those memes are a sign that people are finally starting to pay attention to what's going on in Washington.
Yeah.
They're realizing that government doesn't have to be boring and bureaucratic. Mm. It can be exciting and, dare I say, entertaining.
Well, that's certainly one way to put it. But I do think it's encouraging to see people engaged in the conversation about government reform.
And that's what the Daily DOGE Report is all about. We're here to inform, entertain, and most importantly, empower you, the American people, to hold your government accountable.
Well said, Caleb. And on that note, it's time to wrap up this episode of the Daily DOGE Report. We hope you enjoyed the ride, learned a thing or two, and had a few laughs along the way.
Remember, patriots, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay vigilant. Those swamp creatures never sleep, but neither do we.
We'll be back next week with another episode of the Daily DOGE Report. In the meantime, keep those memes coming and don't forget to subscribe to the DOGE Update Plus.
God bless America and God bless DOGE.